Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 26, 2022. My name is Kaya, and I'll be your phenologist for this week. On March 30th, after the snow and ice storm ended, there was deep snow on Isaiah's sidewalk and driveway. About 2 hours later, the sidewalk and driveway were visible, and 80% of the snow turned into slush, including the chunks of ice due to the above freezing temperature. The moon will be a new moon on April 1st. Keep an eye out for the northern lights on March 31st and April 1st. Jonah B. has noticed rivers and lakes are starting to open this week. Students at our school are busy checking their tapped maple trees for sap. Some are getting a lot and some only a little. Miss Rolfe's class tree just recently got a chunk of ice. With the forecasted warming temps this weekend, we should get a good supply next week. Aiden saw a great horned owl on Sunday morning and throughout the afternoon. On Tuesday the 29th, Drea saw about 50 small dark gray birds called juncos at the marketplace. Slow down when driving to allow them to fly out of the way. On Tuesday the 29th, Jonah Bruckelmeyer noticed a great blue heron when he was on the school bus. On Wednesday the 30th, Nick's sister, Cammie, saw two bald eagles eating a carcass while in the car. On Sunday, March 26, Peyton saw two red-headed woodpeckers. On Wednesday the 30th, Lucille saw at least 20 deer on the side of the highway eating the grass. They finally have access to it because of the melting snow. Also on this day, Gunny noticed over 10 white-tailed deer along the highway coming back from two harbors, and Kaya saw a porcupine in her backyard. On Thursday, March 31st, Levi spotted a snowshoe hare while building forts in EE. Now that the grass is uncovered in many spots, mammals are searching for things to eat. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.